Kia ora and welcome to Airman's Podcast, episode 293. Today is Monday, January 14, 2013. That sounds so weird to me, 1413. Anyway, it's a new year, new time to proceed. It's a month since my last podcast, and that was exactly a month before after my previous podcast. So, well, I'm keeping my averages. Actually, I'll talk about that later. Today, I'm going to tell you about what we did for the holidays, because that's what you do with your first podcast of the year. And some other personal updates like that. And I have a whole bunch of news about podcasting, including this one. And, you know, other bits and pieces. So that's where we're at today as we resume the Emrin's podcast. Our holidays. What I did on my summer holidays. No. We had Christmas here at home at our house. And probably not as many people as we've had in previous years. But it was really nice. It was a bit more low-key than we've had in the past. Didn't have as much food on offer this time, which was probably made up for by the extra alcohol. I jest. But the, we didn't actually do as huge a dinner as we've done in years past. It was like just the right amount, I thought. And now there's a plane going overhead. I restarted because Sunny started barking profusely. And anyway, so that was Christmas. And then Nigel's mom had gone home right after Christmas, and then, a couple days later. And then she was going to come back at New Year's, but she decided she'd spend it with the family that lives down by where she lives. So we had an even quieter New Year's. And I, as far as I can remember, I have never missed ringing in a New Year ever. As far back as I can remember, I've always stayed up for New Year's. And that didn't happen for most people. It did for me. But most of the folks who were here all went to bed by, I think the last one went to bed about 11:30 maybe. So it's like, you know, if you've gone that far, why not half an hour more? But anyway, so the only person who stayed up with me was our 10-year-old niece, which I thought was funny. But of course, as soon as it was done, we went to bed. And I say as soon as it was done, because it was such a anticlimax. There was no coverage on television again of New Year's. There was no special programming. There was no live showing of fireworks or anything. What happened is that at midnight, TVNZ, which is the state-owned broadcaster, had been running a rerun of some show, and then it flashed on a countdown, which actually I thought was a bit faster than 10 seconds, to be honest. You know, 10, 9, and so on. And then at midnight, it goes Happy New Year, and then went back to the rerun of the program. That was it. Now, I think that this really is awful, because New Zealand is the first major population in the world to see each new day and each new year. And it seems to me we ought to be exploiting that geographic position to get a little notice for New Zealand. Now, we're never going to match the spectacularness of Sydney's fireworks, but it seems to me there's got to be some way that we can, I don't know, do something that would get people's eyes, or at least get in one of those live crosses from CNN, or maybe even just, you know, included in the montage of New Year's around the world or whatever. But at the very least, there ought to be something on TV. There's nothing. There's no countdowns, nothing. And I just think that's practically criminal. But that was our New Year's. And then after that, we pretty much just had a fairly low-key time for the next couple of weeks. And Nigel just went back to work today. And there are probably still a lot of people who are not back to work. School doesn't resume. The new school year begins the end of January. And it used to be after Waitangi Day in February. But most of the schools are starting a week earlier now. And I think, I shouldn't say because I don't really know, but I think it's to try to get the school years more in alignment with each other and stuff to make it easier for parents who have, you know, kids at various ages. But so that's really when summer ends, when kids go back to school. Although it doesn't. Summer doesn't actually end until the end of February, of course. Be that as it may, I have complained in the past about how awful our summer was. Well, it did finally get better. It did warm up. It's been really hot the past couple of weeks. When the sun shines today, it's heavily overcast and not so hot, but it is quite warm. And so we've been able to enjoy more outside stuff, although most of what we've been doing has been going to shopping malls, it seems. But, you know, that's what you do. Now, over this period, It was actually before Nigel went on holiday. I got a new Mac Mini. And I haven't talked about this, I don't think, on this podcast, but I have this spiffy flat panel monitor. It's a Dell, but it's made by the same people who make the monitors for Apple. So it's really high resolution. It's a beautiful monitor. So I didn't need an iMac, and I just got a Mac Mini, but I got the server version, which has two hard drives in it. Now, this replaces my Hackintosh, which I have talked about on another podcast at least. And that was an interesting experience. I've used both Macs and PCs for years. Well, obviously a very long time. And I've always found, this is my personal experience, I'm not trying to suggest that this is gospel truth, I have always personally found the Mac OS to be far more stable than Windows, always. And I've never had problems with Macintosh's freezing or just unexpectedly shutting down or whatever. And I have had that happen on Windows machines. Now, very often it's got to do with a software problem, but that's not the point. The point is that there's always something in the back of my mind I'm thinking when I'm using Windows that I have to keep saving constantly because it could very well crash on me. And I just don't have that feeling with a Macintosh, except on the Hackintosh. A Hackintosh is a PC that's built out of particular components, and then through hacking the software settings somewhere or other, you can run Mac OS on it. So it's a fraction of the cost of an actual Macintosh Pro, which is actually what it is, you know, those tower ones. But the problem is that it just doesn't feel stable, and with good reason, because it is prone to freezing, to just things just stop working, and the only thing you can do is to restart it, and sometimes the only way you can do that is by holding in the power button until it shuts down. You force it to shut down because the keyboard stops responding, all those sorts of things. So we got this Mac Mini. And we use the thing that, what's it called? I think it's called Migration Assistant, which basically copies your system onto the new computer. And that worked fine, except that the first time I went to use InDesign, it said that some exception hyphenation dictionary wasn't installed. And I did a little checking and found out that you actually can't use the Migration Assistant for InDesign. You have to uninstall it and reinstall it, or it won't work. And so that's what I did. The others were fine, but that particular one was not. So I got that all sorted. And everything was fine after that, except that I don't know what it's even called, the headphone jack or whatever, that you can, you know, just plug your headphones into your Mac. That wasn't working. The sound wasn't working on that. And it wouldn't shut down properly. It would basically go into deep sleep that you can't wake it up from. The only way you can wake it up is to hold in the power button, force it to shut down, and then push it again to restart it. So constant, because of that, I left it on all the time pretty much. And Nigel finally found out what the issue was, and it was because we had migrated the old system onto the new Mac, it carried with it the special little hacks you had to do in order to get the Mac OS to run on non-Apple certified hardware or whatever it is. And as soon as those were removed, everything's fine. It shuts down normally now, completely shuts down, and the audio works and all that sort of stuff. So it's like Nigel was saying, it's an interesting project, the Hackintosh thing, but it's an ongoing project because you have to keep putting patches on. Every time there's an update to the Mac OS, it could throw the whole thing off, and you've got to update the BIOS or whatever the heck it is again. And it gets to be a real pain after a while, particularly because, you know, software is constantly updated that runs on the Mac in addition to the Mac OS itself. So this is a far more sensible solution for me than a Hackintosh. And so far, I'm delighted with it. It's really zippy. Well, especially as compared to the old ones. But this one is a 2.3 gigahertz Intel Core i7 with 8 gigabytes of RAM at the moment. And so it's really, really good. So that's one of the things that we got up to since, I haven't had a chance to talk about. But one of the things that I'm doing differently is I have put together, well, I called it a schedule, but I suppose agenda you can call it as well, what I wanted to talk about so that I don't forget anything. If longtime listeners may remember that I've frequently said that I don't do that. I don't make a list of things to talk about, and consequently, I often forget things, and I have to go back or ignore it. And sometimes I end up forgetting to talk about things that are actually interesting. This, however, is not one of them. I'm mentioning all of this because I call this diet and exercise, which makes me sound like some sort of medical guru or infomercial person or something. But I talked before about being on this slow weight loss diet that I started back in November, I guess it must have been, 8 weeks ago. And just about 8 weeks ago. And since then, I've lost a grand total of 5.9 kilos, which, you know, is really pretty good over that period of time. I mean, I'm happy with it anyway. And the thing about that is that over Christmas, I knew that I was going to end up gaining weight, partly from probably too much alcohol, but also just from, you know, overeating, as you do. And I did. I gained 300 grams. Now, that may not sound, well, it isn't very much. 300 grams, I'm just doing the calculations, is, I'll change it, ounces, it is 10.5 ounces. So a little over 10 and a half ounces is what I gained over Christmas, which actually isn't very much if you stop to think about it, because a lot of people were gaining pounds, at least judging by what I read on Facebook. But anyway, so I gained 300 grams back. And it stayed with me through New Year's, but I've since lost that 300 grams and a further 300 grams. So that's why I'm now at 5.9 kilos, which is, oops, I said that wrong. Just give me 1 second here, which is 13 pounds so far. And I was really happy with that, that I've managed to lose 13 pounds over 8 weeks, which is, I don't know, what is that? What's 13 divided by 8? 13 divided by 8 is 1.625 pounds per week. And I'm happy with that because, like I said at the beginning, I need to lose weight slowly so I don't trigger a gout attack. Well, I was happy with that until I think it was Saturday or Sunday. I found my old spreadsheet for when we'd done this weight loss and exercise regimen back when we lived in Pahoa. And I realized that I'm 3.6 kilos more than I was when I started that diet, which just goes to show that it's true what they say, that people who go on diets, they lose weight, they tend to gain back everything that they lose, and then they gain more as well. And I certainly did. So I'm not even halfway through this whole thing yet, but I'm at least making progress. And in another few weeks, I'll be back to where I was in 2005, which is, well, any progress is good, so that's fine. And I'm not actually upset about it. I'm not depressed about it. I just was kind of like, oh, because I thought I was further along than that. And now I have the actual evidence. And I've got probably, I think it's another 13 kilos to go to get back to where I got down to in that time back in 2005. So it's probably going to take me a good chunk of the year to get to that point, which is fine. But Nigel and I recently started walking in the evenings. We take the dogs to a local park, and we walk them, and we go to this particular park because it has concrete footpaths all around it, so even if it's been raining, you don't have to worry about, especially them, getting muddy. And we do it most days of the week, probably 5 or 6 days a week, evenings a week, because it's been too hot to do it during the day. And it's about 20 minutes. Now, I say it's about, because what's ended up happening is that as we've been doing it more, we've started speeding up the pace unintentionally. I mean, the last time we went was on Saturday. We didn't go on Sunday. And we usually take Sundays off. And we suddenly realized that we'd been sort of motoring through our walk without even realizing we'd picked up the pace. Now, a few weeks ago, that would have been impossible. We never would have been able to go that fast. And so that's a sign that even a little bit of exercise done over and over again, repeated over and over again, has really good positive results. And that's certainly what we've found. And one of the benefits is that before we started the dieting and more lately the exercising, I felt like I couldn't do exercise, not just because it would leave me feeling exhausted, which is what I said on this podcast, but also because I was frankly worried that I might have a coronary because I felt so out of shape and so just unable to do any exercise. But now that we've been starting this walking, which we've been doing for weeks, I feel like, yes, I can actually do more exercise now without having to worry about collapsing in a little heap on the floor. So all of that is really good, and it's all really positive stuff. And I'll probably talk about that a little bit more in the future. Well, when I've got something more to report, I'm not going to give a I don't know, a weekly update or anything on my weight loss. I weigh myself on Fridays of every week. Not that you need to know that, but that's what I do. Right. Now, on to podcasting. Let's see. The last episode that I posted to my feed, of course, was The Ergonomist, which if you're hearing this, you probably already know. And a few days later, I posted a link to an episode of Pink Wheelnuts Garage that I was on. Pink Wheelnuts Garage is the live show hosted by the Faye Driver. And I didn't post that to the feed for two reasons. First of all, because I hadn't cleared that in advance, as I had with The Ergonomist. And also because I don't like to put things in the feed unless I tell people up front that it's happening. And I didn't do that either. So I just put a link on the podcast site, amrinspodcast.com. So if you want to hear that, by all means, follow the links. However, in other news, Arthur and Paul Talk ended in the new year on January 3rd or something like that. I think we made the announcement. Basically, it just got to be too hard to try to come up with the time when both Paul and I could record, because either I was free and he wasn't, or he was free and I wasn't, and just got to be too much of a hassle. And I've always said that if podcasting isn't fun, if it becomes too much of a hassle, that it's time to stop. And so that's what we did. And so that particular show has now ended. Now, we have not had a falling out. We're not fighting or anything like that. It's a perfect, it was a just a rational decision that it was time to just stop that, and because it was a new year, so you know, why carry it forward thinking that we were probably going to cancel it anyway. So that's what we did, and so that's that. However, Too Political returns this week, and one of the things that Nigel suggested is that he was actually originally suggesting this for Arthur and Paul Talk, but it's what we're going to be doing for Too Political, and I'll talk about that more on that show. But basically, that we're going to have a set schedule, and as I said, we'll be talking about that more on that show. But so look for that later this week. And also returning soon, possibly as early as this weekend, is this.
From Auckland to New Zealand to your desktop, this is farpointradio.com.
Okay, this is not farpointradio.com, of course. This is the Amrins podcast. But the Third Colony show is going to be returning to Farpoint Radio soon. Perhaps, as I said, perhaps as early as this weekend. Now, I don't know that for certain because we're still just kind of getting into the routine of the year, but that's what we're looking toward, and it's probably what we'll do. And it's actually the day before my birthday. Which is just coincidence, of course. No, it really is just a coincidence. But I realized when I was getting ready to record this that I never made a promo for the Third Colony on farpointradio.com. So at some point I will have to fix that. So that's why I have the station ID there instead of a proper promo for the Third Colony. So look forward to that, and of course I'll be mentioning that in future as we are getting ready to do shows. I don't know that we're going to resume a weekly schedule yet. We haven't quite gotten that far. But hey, you just don't know, do you? You just don't know. Now, back to the I don't know what the word is, not negative, not sad, whatever, the unfortunate side of podcasting news. The Amrins podcast voicemail line is dead. I realized that it needed to be called about 2 days after the 30 days were up. And because I was just so busy at the time that the line was expiring, it was completely out of my mind, even though I've got reminders from my calendar that would pop up to tell me. And so it is dead. And I have not gotten a new one yet. And I haven't decided what I'm going to do, if I'm going to have a voicemail line at all. And there are ways, of course, you can get around that. One, obviously, is to leave a written comment on the site, amrinspodcast.com. Or you can send an email to me, Arthur, A-R-T-H-U-R, at amrinspodcast.com. You can also leave an audio message on the site through the widget on the right-hand side. It's by SpeakPipe. The problem with that, of course, is that it's Flash-based, and if you're on an iOS device, you won't be able to use that. But and you will need a microphone of some sort, and ideally a headset for best sound. You can leave a message for me on Skype, though I think you have to, a voicemail for me on Skype, though I think you have to be one of my contacts in order to be able to do that. I don't know how that works, to be honest. I only just set it up, so I don't know. You can send me an audio boo. You can also record an audio file and email that to me. That's something Scotty the Little Aussie Battler does. Now, all of those, except for SpeakPipe, you can do if you have a smartphone, whether it's iOS, iPhone, or an Android, doesn't matter, a Windows phone. Chances are there's an app that will let you do all of that. And you can certainly record an audio message on your smartphone and email that to me. It's not a perfect solution, but it did occur to me that there is no perfect solution because a comment line in the U.S. is great for my U.S.-based listeners, and most of my listeners are in the U.S., but it's not so great for people who live in other countries because it's an international phone call, international long-distance phone call in order to leave a voicemail message. And I wouldn't like to make it a little bit easier for people in other countries to leave voicemail messages. And so I'm not sure that I'm going to have a set voicemail line. Now, before anybody leaves me a comment or sends me an audio message, no, Google Voice numbers are not available in New Zealand. All I can do, I can use Google Voice to make phone calls. They quietly launched that some months ago, I think. But I cannot use it. I cannot have a Google Voice number as a New Zealander. Actually, I don't know if it's available outside of the U.S. Maybe, I don't know, somebody can let me know, but not that it matters that much because I don't live in another country. So there really are no free options that I've been able to find. And I actually looked into getting a Skype number. They used to call it a Skype-in number once upon a time. But for the life of me, I can't figure out how much the damn thing costs without signing up for one. I did see on a help thing somewhere, they said it was $30, which I presume is U.S., and I don't know if that's a year, a month, a quarter, a day. I don't know what it is. And I'm not really keen on the idea of spending any money on a phone line of any sort. And so I don't think I'm going to go that route, at least not yet. But if any of you have strong feelings to say, yes, you should have a voice number, let me know, and I will look into that further, pursue that. But for the time being, if you want to send me an audio message of any kind, you can use the SpeakPipe widget on amarinspodcast.com. You can leave a voicemail on Skype. My username is Amarins. I know, big surprise, right? Audio boo, Amarins again, woo! Or you can record an audio file and email it to me. All of those options will work, and all of them, except for SpeakPipe, are available on any smartphone. SpeakPipe might be available on Android. I don't know since I don't have an Android phone. But those are always options that you can pursue. And finally, this summer I am going to be doing something about making these videos I've threatened to make for all this time. But something came up on Facebook. I saw that Steve in the UK was suggesting that podcasters should be doing more video podcasts, or videos anyway, even if it's just of them doing their shows. Well, since I'm a solo podcast, I don't really think that doing a video makes any sense, of me recording my podcast, because it's not very interesting. But I am going to be I've always said I want to do more videos showing you some of my New Zealand. And I do have a YouTube channel, and I'll post them there. But I was always planning on putting some out as video podcasts. There again, if any of you have a strong feeling about that, like, please don't send out a video podcast, let me know, because there may be other ways I can get around that, like having a separate video podcast feed or something. I don't know. But generally speaking, these days, it's not as much of an issue as it was even when I started, because nowadays most people have broadband internet. And getting a larger file isn't the big deal that it used to be, even 5 or 6 years ago. So, but if you do have a strong feeling about that, do let me know. And I will do my best to accommodate the will of the masses. Also, if there's a particular thing you'd like to see a video of, to know more about, to understand or whatever, just let me know and I'll see if I can't arrange that as well. Now, I'm not exactly a proficient videographer or whatever, so I can't promise that I can do a good job. But the whole point is just to show off some of my New Zealand so you can see for yourself what I'm talking about rather than just have to kind of imagine it or look it up online yourself or what have you. So this week, Jason and I are recording the first two political of the year, and that will be out later this week as well. And there may or may not be a third colony on farpointradio.com at the weekend, but if not then soon. And I'm going to be returning soon as well. Probably this week, because my new plan for this year is to schedule my recordings rather than just kind of hope that I find time. One of the problems with recording this podcast has always been that I wanted to do it at the end of the day when I'd done all the other things I wanted to do during the day, and then I would frequently run out of time. So the only way to get around that is to schedule time to record and just put that into my weekly schedule. Now, of course, the week that I have my big work project will probably be different, or possibly be different. I don't know yet. We'll see. If my organizing my work goes better, too. So that may be the exception to the rule. But I did look back, and if you include the Economist episode, I did an average of 2 episodes per month last year, which is obviously way different from my old average of 2 episodes a week, or what I used to do was 2 episodes a week. But still, it's not as bad as I even think it is, that I was around 2 episodes a month last year. This year will be better. It already is. I'm already starting to actually try to do some organizing, planning, as well as scheduling. I'm soon going to have back Mark from Slap Upside the Head, who's been a guest a few times here on this podcast. We haven't caught up in ages, and so we're going to be doing that. And then just whatever comes along. But that is it for today. And I will have a new closing at the end of this, which you'll hear in a minute. But just to remind you again, if you want to leave an audio comment, you'll either need to use SpeakPipe at amaranspodcast.com, leave me a voicemail on Skype, send me an audio boo, or record an audio file and send that to me. That's it for today. I will talk to you soon. Oh, Happy New Year. Bye. You can comment on this or any other episode of the Amarans Podcast at amaranspodcast.com, where you can also leave a voice message. You can send me an audio message through AudioBoo or Skype, where my username is Amarans, and you can email me, with or without a voice message, at Arthur, that's A-R-T-H-U-R, at amaranspodcast.com. This podcast is recorded and distributed under a Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website.